From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. White House assailing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, saying he undermined President Trump after Mr. Trump left the G7 summit in Quebec early for Singapore. White House trade advisor Peter Navarro appeared on Fox News Sunday.
This was just wrong, what Trudeau was doing. The Canadians are totally bungling our trade relationships, and it's due to their leadership. Take NAFTA, for example. We'd have a deal. We'd have a great deal with NAFTA by now if the Canadians would spend more time at the bargaining table and less time lobbying Capitol Hill and our press and state governments here. They are just simply not playing fair, dishonest, weak.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said President Trump's withdrawal from the summit final communique is, in her words, sobering and a bit depressing. U.S. Senator John McCain, a vocal Trump critic, offered support for the other six world leaders at the Canadian summit. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un are in Singapore for their summit on denuclearization. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham appeared on the ABC News program this week.
I think what he's going to convey to North Korea is he wants a peaceful resolution to the nuclear threat as well as to end the Korean War. But the goal is to eliminate their nuclear missile program, not contain it, do it in a win-win fashion.
This hour, President Trump is meeting with Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong. The Trump-Kim summit begins in less than 24 hours. U.S. Defense Department says a U.S. soldier was killed. It happened Friday in a firefight involving Somali and Kenyan troops battling Al-Shabaab militants in Somalia. U.S. servicemen, four of them, were wounded. This is VOA News. The Israeli military says an airstrike last week destroyed a Hamas tunnel leading from Gaza to the Mediterranean Sea, aimed at carrying out attacks on Israel, part of a series of airstrikes carried out in retaliation for dozens of rockets fired into southern Israel from Gaza. In an interview Sunday in the British newspaper The Mail, Syrian President Bashar al-Assad insisted Russia, whose backing since 2015 has been crucial, is not making decisions for him in prosecuting the country's civil war.
Russia is fighting for the international law, and part of this international law, the sovereignty of different countries, of the sovereign countries. Syria is one of them. Their politics, their behavior, their values is not about interfere or dictate. They don't.
Assad said Western intervention has long prolonged the seven-year conflict, but expects it to be over in less than a year and restated his aim of taking back the whole country. Meantime, in northwest Idlib province, at least 10 people were killed in the town of Taftanaz. In Baghdad, a storage site for ballot boxes from May's parliamentary election caught fire on Sunday, just days after Parliament ordered a nationwide recount amid allegations of fraud. In a statement, Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi called the act a plot to harm the nation and its democracy. The extent of the damage has not yet been made clear. World Health Organization says it is cautiously optimistic about containing the spread of the Ebola virus in the Democratic Republic of Congo. So far, 38 of 62 suspected cases have been confirmed. Of this total, a number of confirmed cases, 27 people have died. Peter Salama, the World Health Organization's Deputy Director General of Emergency Preparedness and Response.
We have added cause for optimism because now we've reached, for the majority of the contacts, more than 98% of the contacts with vaccination. And because the vaccination for the majority of them occurred more than 10 days ago, we believe that the majority of those contacts in the ring vaccination are now protected against Ebola.
Salama says phase one to protect urban centers and towns has gone well, and the WHO will now begin phase two of its vaccination program. A private rescue ship carrying 629 migrants remained at sea late Sunday after more than a day of not receiving permission to dock in either Italy or Malta. Rescue ship and its passengers caught up in the crackdown by Italy's new government vowing to make Italy no longer a refugee camp. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.